from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to another episode of just fun and frivolity. That's what they call us.
And the Ellie and Taz show.
Quirky relatability.
Oh,
I ruined it.
You did, but that's okay. We're one take wonders. Continue. Push on.
So true.
What we do in our podcast openers recently as we go through a book that you were given.
Yeah, my Uncle Gary, the former bikey, has written out just pages and pages of one-liners.
He's hung up his bikey helmet.
Yeah. In fact, I don't think he ever actually made it into the bikey gang. I think he just auditioned.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, if you're listening.
Which is probably not a bad decision to not go fully into the bikey gang. But yeah, he's just written a bunch of one-liners and he said, you could use this on your radio show.
Great.
A lot of it is not fit for radio, I'm going to be honest. So
but we're in a podcast.
Fit for a podcast. Yeah. Exactly.
Go three. Just choose three random.
Okay. Two's company. Mm-hmm. Three gives the other two something to bitch about.
It's a little misdirect there because you think you know where it's going.
Yeah. A fool looks for logic in the chambers of the human heart.
A fool.
So don't trust your heart, I think is what he's saying.
Looks for logic.
Yeah.
In the chambers of the human heart.
Yeah. The heart's not logical is what Uncle Gary's telling me there.
Deep.
Have I read out this one before? It simply says, the earth is flat.
There we go. That's all we need from the book, I think, this afternoon.
Then he's written Kieran next to it.
Just Kieran.
Did Kieran say the earth is flat? We don't know.
Or is he telling Kieran?
Yeah. I don't know.
The earth is flat, Kieran. You know?
The next one's so good. He's written, I'd kill for her, and then he's crossed out Nobel Peace Prize and written Bundy. Oh, he's right. There is some good gear in here for the radio show.
That's great.
Anyway, look, today's podcast, bit of fun. We talk about pimples a lot. We talk about stupid brawls and we talk about the Hwok Tour girl.
Hwok Tour.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, looking outside right now, it's disgusting. It looks like we're in a blizzard. It's apocalyptic. It's cold. It's rainy. It's glum, Taz.
It very much is glum out there. Get your lights on, Sunny Coast. What are you doing?
This is going to be the weather for the next week or so, at least at this point in time. That's what the Bureau is saying. Mm-hmm. So a lot of sad people walking around, Tazzy.
Not sad, but just...
It's down.
It is hard to be skipping along if it's crap weather.
Oh, well, you'll slip over if you're skipping. I got sent today a video from a friend of mine on Instagram of a tactic of how to cheer up. And I want to try it on you.
Cool. Okay. If you're feeling glum. I need to start glum, don't I?
Yeah. And I want people in their cars to do it along with me, okay? If you're listening right now and you're feeling glum,
I
guarantee this will cheer you up by the end.
Yeah, I'm glum.
Okay. What you're going to have to do, Tazzy.
Whatever.
Is repeat after me.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you do. Okay. Well, I'm getting grumpy at you. I mean, woo! I got to be upbeat.
I got to be glum.
So repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. It works.
It's so stupid.
It works.
But it works. I was crying.
I was so glum at the start.
Right.
Now listen to me.
There you go. Sunny Coast, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Just say ha in a quick succession multiple times and boom, you're laughing.
You're an idiot, Shaney. I love you.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I'm scared for these answers, to be honest. I don't know where people are going to take us on their bodies.
We're all just human. We're all human. All right. Pimples are a way of life. We've all had pimples. We've all had many pimples and we're all going to have more.
I wonder if there's anyone out there who's never had a pimple.
Oh, that'd be the dream. That'd be a superpower.
If that's you, call us. We want to chat and ask you a lot of questions.
I've got one at the moment and I think it's not super gross, but I think it's the worst place on my body to have a pimple. The inside of my nostril.
Inside of your nostril?
That's what I think. Anyway, I can kind of feel it. In my nose.
How far up your nostril are we talking?
Really high up my nose. Like almost my brain level of nostril.
Are we talking like sinus? Like where the cartilage of your nose is and above?
If I wanted to go diving, I couldn't reach it. Let's put it that way. Okay? I think it's up here. It's up towards the eye. And I can feel it. You can feel it from the outside and it hurts. I think it's the worst place to have a pimple on the body. I'm standing by that.
Is the raised part of the pimple,
the head.
The head of the pimple. Yes. I was going to say the little hill that it creates on your body.
The little hill.
Is that...
The Mount Coulomb of the pimple. Yeah.
Is that poking outwards or inwards?
I don't know.
Nose?
I don't know yet. It hasn't come out yet.
So I think it's on the inside.
It's there. Yeah, no, I think it's on the inside. So I'm just going to have to ride it out.
As opposed to what?
You can't pop it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to put up with this.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry that you're going through this.
Do you think it's the worst part on your body for a pimple?
Nah, I've got one that's worse.
Ooh.
Yep, I've got one definitely that's worse. I'll tell you about it very soon. In the meantime, 545-11-919. Where is the worst place to have a pimple?
545-11-919. Our question this afternoon, where's the worst place to get a pimple?
I'm scared for these answers, to be honest. I don't know where people are going to take us on their bodies.
We're all just human. We're all human. All right. Pimples are a way of life. We've all had pimples. We've all had many pimples. And we're all going to have more.
I wonder if there's anyone out there who's never had a pimple.
Oh, that'd be the dream. That'd be a superpower.
If that's you, call us. We want to chat and ask you a lot of questions.
I've got one at the moment. And I think it's not super gross, but I think it's the worst place on my body to have a pimple. The inside of my nostril.
Inside of your nostril?
That's what I think. Anyway, I can kind of feel it in my nose.
How far up your nostril are we talking?
Really high up my nose. Like almost my brain level of nostril.
Are we talking like sinus? Like where the cartilage of your nose is above?
If I wanted to go diving, I couldn't reach it. Let's put it that way. Okay? I think it's up here. It's up towards the eye. And I can feel it. You can feel it from the outside and it hurts. I think it's the worst place to have a pimple on the body. I'm standing by that.
Is the raised part of the pimple,
the head.
The head of the pimple.
Yes.
I was going to say the little hill that it creates on your body.
The hill.
The little hill. Is that...
The Mount Coulomb of the pimple. Yeah.
Is that poking outwards or inwards
I don't
to
know.
Your nose?
I don't know yet. It hasn't come out yet.
So I think it's on the inside.
It's there. Yeah, no, I think it's on the inside. So I'm just going to have to ride it out.
As opposed to what?
You can't pop it.
Get rid of it. Yeah.
I'm just going to have to put up with this.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry that you're going through this.
Do you think it's the worst part on your body for a pimple?
Nah, I've got one that's worse.
Ooh.
Yep, I've got one definitely that's worse. I'll tell you about it very soon. I reckon inner ear.
Oh,
sucks.
Inner ear.
Yeah. Especially on like the little triangular bit. Is it the weenus? No, that's your elbow.
Oh, the little bit that's near the ear hole.
Yeah, the bit,
yeah,
Did you say
the chanus?
No, the tragus.
That's like your last name mixed with another part of the body.
Yeah, my last name's Chaney, but close.
I do think we are borderline on getting a little rude, this show. I'm feeling like these callers.
How dare you? We are the most family-friendly show on the Sunshine Coast.
Well, we're going to do it in a fun way. 545-11-919, the worst place for a pimple. I got one on the inside of my nostril. I'm standing by it. I think it's the worst place.
Let's go to Hope in Maroochydore. Hope, where do you think the worst place for a pimple is?
Well, I was going along the lines of the other person. Like, she said the bum and put the other way around and, you know, the front section of the genitals.
Yeah, that'd be no good.
Yeah, you're right. And
what's okay about that, though, I think, because the nose gets in your way, it makes you sneeze, and it's kind of constantly reminding you.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows if you've got a pimple down there.
Unless you tell people, but unless, you know, you're doing something with someone and then they see that.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Some people, lots of people.
Well,
I mean, you know, you never know.
You never know. You might call a radio station and tell everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hope. Wonderful suggestion.
No. Hope sounds like she's in a twister at the moment with her phone reception.
Absolutely. We'll move on to Gabby from Biwa. Gabby, where do you think is the worst place to get a pimple?
I'm either going to say the bikini line or, I hope no kids are listening to this one, but the gooch.
Nothing wrong with, well, you know what? That could be. I think Gabby's won. Can we think of a worse place for a pimple? Ellie's red.
Ellie's going red. That word just gets me every time. Look, kids are on school holidays. They're not listening, surely.
No, that's right.
Woo! Yeah, you're right, actually, Gabby. You're 100% right.
I can't think
and
of anything
bikini
worse.
Bikini line, also a shocker, because then your undies rub on it, and then it gets worse.
Oh,
Gabby?
Yeah, and then if
had a cesarean scar like myself.
Oh, that adds to it.
Exactly.
Oh, Gabs.
So I think we can all agree, Sunny Coast, there's nothing worse than a gooch pimp. Right?
That is true.
You know what?
Gabby, don't agree with me on that comment. That does not paint you in a good light at all. Hey, Gabby, you are coming with us July 10. You're going to see Twisters before anybody else. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't miss this action-packed cinematic event. It's a film that is only to be seen on the big screen. Twisters at Event Cinemas July 11.
Do I dare brand it? This is CFM.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I hate witnessing brawls. I think that people brawling in public is so people brawling full stop, stupid.
Brawling is a big term. It's not really a brawl.
I think it's a brawl. I feel like any fight that's in public is a brawl, wouldn't you say? Or do you think multiple people have to be involved?
Brawl just feels like there's about 18 people all just going at it.
Okay. All right.
No. I think if it's two people, that's just a fight.
Having a fisticuffs. Is that a better term?
You need to retire. You sound like you're 55. 65, whatever
well,
it is.
A set of fisticuffs has broken out in a place you would not believe.
Stick them up.
Mount Everest.
What? No.
Two couples have been arrested. Not at the top. It's a viewing platform kind of next to the monument
base camp
that's on, on Everest. And what's better is they're in a tour group, right, and the tour guide has said, all right, let's all get the group to pose. Let's get a shot in front of the lookout. And these two couples who are part of the group started arguing over which was the best spot to stand in for the photo. And the verbal argument turns into the men throwing punches at each other. And then the women jump in. They try to pull them off each other. And then the other woman jumps in and starts kicking the dude. And so all four of them are just going at it.
That's a brawl.
Right. On Mount Everest.
Is it because the air's thinner?
Maybe.
Are they not making as good decisions?
Look, maybe. That could be it, Tazzy. I can't speculate on their intention behind the whole
thing. That could be the highest up anybody's ever fought.
Right. So Everest Border Police.
Unless they're doing brawls in the International Space Station. Really, that's the only thing higher up than Everest.
Yeah. There's not a lot of brawling in zero gravity. You'd throw a punch and just float through the air.
It'd take
hits.
3.5 weeks to get there as well. 545-11919 Sunny Coast. Where'd you see the fight?
Yeah, I want the more silly place, the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the more silly reason for the fight, just silly brawls or silly fight.
I've actually broken up a fight in my time.
Big dog Taz.
I was working at an arcade when I was about 21, 22. Two really big guys, a lot bigger than me, but I was the only one working.
Yeah.
And it was happening in my store and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to jump in.
Not in my store.
Okay, you tell the story. You tell how you think it went down and I'll tell you the real story.
All right. Hey, bruv, you want to have a go at me? No, this is the two guys.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, nah, I was playing Mario Kart first. Oh, yeah, nah, all right, come at me, bro. Boom, boom, boom. And then Taz just comes in.
Yeah.
Muscles out for the world to see and says, not in my store. And then you come and you pull the big guy off the other guy and you put your arms between them like an umpire and say, all right, boys, I've had enough. And then they stopped.
I didn't pull any big guys off, all right? I didn't like that part of the story. So how this worked is two bigger guys than me were playing the machine where you have to pick up the hammer and it's the strength tester.
Of course.
So it was two guys and a girl. And of course, that's how it's always going to happen.
Yep.
The two guys have been using this thing all night.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes, an hour, they've been smacking this thing, trying to get the highest score because they're so close.
Classic boys.
And eventually, I don't know why they started fighting, but eventually something came up and they started going at each other. And I just went, guys, muscles out and everything. The rest of your story was all
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Not in my store.
Not in my store.
You got all those details perfectly. And I came up, broke them apart. And pretty much just kicked them out and said, if you want to do that, you can do it outside.
Oh, did you say no tickets for you, boys?
Yeah, that's right. I took all their tickets off them and I helped myself to the fairy floss. Thank you very much.
You're not getting your whoopee
cushion. And then at the end, the way I remember the story, there was a crowd of kids and women and stuff and they were all just cheering.
Oh, Taz, you're so strong.
Wow, with muscles out.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Shania Twain on 91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Taz. You feel good drive home?
In the last couple of years, she's actually changed the lyrics to that song.
Has she?
Yeah, she used to say, "So what, you're Brad Pitt?"
That's right.
She's come out, like, she's been singing live. I think it was at the Oscars or something, because Ryan Reynolds was in the crowd. And yeah. She goes, "So what, you're Ryan Reynolds or something?" And the camera pans to Ryan, and he's like, "What did I do? Like, what? Why am I getting thrown under this bus?"
How dare she disparage Ryan Reynolds?
Oh,
he is.
You love him.
Golden. That's the word I'll use to describe him.
That's one word to put it.
Hey, I'm not really big into astrology and whatnot. I'm not really an astrology girly, as they call them.
What's your star sign?
Scorpio.
What's your moon rising?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. That's the level that you know.
Yeah, exactly. I know I'm a Scorpio. That's about it. But I was reading an article today about Neptune retrograde, which is what we've just entered.
Why?
I know, but bear with me.
Okay.
Because it struck a chord and I was like, oh my God, maybe I believe in this stuff after all. I've been having really hectic dreams lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to go into too much detail, but last night in my dream, I dismembered somebody and sold their organs.
Maybe you shouldn't be having those brownies that I gave you.
It was wild, this dream I had last night.
You dismembered somebody in your dream.
Yes, and sold their organs and then went into price negotiations about the price of their organs.
You're bartering about their organs.
Yes, it was. I woke up and I was like, I think I've been watching too much true crime lately.
Sunny Coast, if we make the news in the next couple of days and Ellie goes bonkers, you know why. And you know what she's done to me. I'm so sorry. Goodbye, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, you're first on my list.
Put down the knife.
Your lungs, they'll go for a pretty penny. You never smoked a day in your life.
How much were you charging for...
So this is the thing. In my dream, they wanted $900 all up. And I was like, $900 to kill and dismember somebody?
This sounds real cheap.
No, thank you. I ended up settling for $1,000 per organ.
That still sounds very cheap.
Yeah, I know, right? Jeez Louise. Anyway,
I've now realised
why I'm having these dreams, and it's because of Neptune retrograde.
Explain to me retrograde.
It's when Neptune moves backwards. So instead of going its normal direction, it moves backwards, I think.
From what I know about astronomy,
yeah,
I don't think that's what happens.
Well, that's what this article says, so that's what I'm basing it on. So Neptune rules our dreams. Expect to have wacky sleeping patterns and dreams, maybe even nightmares.
Actually,
it says.
Now that you say it, I haven't been sleeping very well.
Right.
Last night I did have this stabbing pain of my stomach, feeling like somebody was taking out my organs.
Dismembering you. That's so crazy. Well, apparently this lasts until December 7th, so who knows what I'm going to dream
about
next.
4 months of this.
I know. The night before I woke up literally 2 a.m., and instantly sat up and was like, what am I doing with my life? And had like a existential crisis in the middle of the night. Woke up the next morning, I was like, well, that was weird.
And you're blaming Neptune?
I'm blaming Neptune. And if you're in the same boat, you can blame Neptune too.
I think you should put down the brownies.
Yeah.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Wimbledon is on at the moment. You love your tennis. Have you been watching much?
I do like my tennis. No, because it's on at difficult times. I think it starts here at like 8 p.m. and
not
by
a
then
true
I'm winding
fan.
Down. No, I'm not a true. I'm a bit of a bandwagoner when it comes to tennis.
Oh, we love a bandwagon on this show.
Yeah, I love the Australian Open.
Yes.
But the other ones, ugh. Like they're fun, but wrong time zones.
Well, there was a big game happening a couple of days ago. Main court. It was Alcaraz versus Mark Lajal from Estonia.
Of course.
Everybody's favourite Estonian
tennis player. Lajal.
Exactly. And there was a lot of stars because Wimbledon is so prestigious, so hard to get tickets. Mm. Often a lot of the crowd are celebrities.
Yep.
Big celebrities in the crowd, people like David Beckham and things like that and Victoria Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walked past to get to their seat next to David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
That got a standing ovation by the crowd. Have a listen to this standing ovation. Everybody up out of their seats, clapping as he came in to take his seat.
Oh, okay.
Have a look over because it's YouTube as well up on your TV screen. Do you want to have a guess at who it is?
Is it the Hock Tour girl?
It's not the Hock Tour girl.
No?
He's 98 years old.
Oh,
Sir
it's not.
David Attenborough.
Oh, David. Oh, he's so cute. Is he really 98?
He's 98. Everybody's favourite narrator of those documentaries, but it was such an amazing, moving, emotional time. He starts tearing up as he takes his seat.
Oh, I'm watching the video now. He is. Has he? Oh, no.
He looks good for 98.
He looks more filled out than he used to.
Oh, he's allowed a cake or two. 98? What are you saying? What are you saying about the 98-year-old absolute international treasure?
I'm saying
pudgy.
Usually,
did you say you were thinking pudgy?
Filled
weren't you?
Out was the words that I used. I feel like usually when you get older, you get a little bit more gaunt in the face, but he's not. He's gone anti-gaunt.
Loves
good
a pastry,
you.
Old Sir David Attenborough, apparently.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's getting harder and harder to keep your finger on the pulse when it comes to the internet. Fads, trends, things come in and out so quickly now. We used to have something roll in, everybody would talk about it for a couple of years. Like, apparently, never been on live television. That was there for 18 months before people moved on, right?
True.
At the moment, though, you get 15 seconds of fame. You may get 3 seconds of fame on the internet. The most recent one on the carousel of memes that are coming around is this Hawk Tour girl.
Oh, you gotta give him that Hawk Tour. It's hot on that thing.
God, it makes me cringe so much, the whole thing.
She said it in an interview and she's gone ballistic everywhere on the internet. Everybody's talking about this Hawk Tour girl. So much so that nobody could find her. Nobody knew who she was. She was just this unknown person. But she's gone super viral, right? So everybody kind of wanted to know who she was. Rumors came out. Mm-hmm. That she was 23 and she lost her job as a preschool teacher. Mm-hmm. And her dad was a preacher and he was really upset with her being on the internet and rah, rah, rah. And her life was just collapsing because of super fame.
Right.
She's come out on a podcast yesterday, day before, to dispel almost all of that.
No, I'm not even old enough to be teaching.
I was going to say, because you're 21, I'm like, this is illegal. Who
exactly.
are you teaching?
Exactly.
So you weren't a teacher.
Or a bartender.
So
either one.
And also, I've heard rumors that your dad is a preacher.
My father is so far from a preacher. It's crazy.
So everything has just been made up.
Oh, yeah. Like, none of it's true at all.
I mean, that's fitting, right? Like, that happens on the internet all the time. People just jump on, say something, and then other people run with it.
Oh, my gosh, that's the truth. Yeah, exactly. The don't believe anything you see on the internet. That is all. Because she's just sitting there going, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's fake. That's,
yeah.
Like, she knows.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Super virality, super fame. Are you a little jealous that she's got all this fame from doing not a huge amount of...
I'm not jealous.
You know what
I'm
I mean?
Just...
you've been in radio for 10 years. I've been in radio for 10 years.
Mm.
We work hard. We say stuff all the time. She comes in. She's got 3 seconds.
Mm.
Super fame.
Well, she's been signed up to like a talent management agency.
Yep.
And in this podcast, they say like, what's next for you?
Now is like, you're going to go to LA. You're going to go to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you see yourself like starting your own type of like show or podcast? Or are you just going to be like an internet personality?
I think we're going to do like a show and then we're just going to be like on a bunch of podcasts and everything else in between.
Cool. So kind of just figuring out as you go.
Oh, yeah. There's more to come. Don't worry.
More of what?
A show.
Like more of what? What's her skill? Like what?
No, there's no talent. No.
What could you, how can you possibly build on?
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tour. It's hot on that thing.
Like.
How can you make a show out of that?
I don't. No, it blows my mind.
She's going to make millions from this. You know that, right? It'll set her up for her whole life. She's only 21. She'll have, like in 2 weeks, we will have completely forgotten about her.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on to the next crazy thing on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
No one will think about her again. And she will be a multi-millionaire.
Oh, man, I'm in the wrong game,
Tazzy. I'm so jealous.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
Tazzy, we've waited longer than usual today.
I can't wait.
We can't wait any longer. Bandle is back, baby.
Okay, there's a daily song that we have to guess, Sunny Coast. It's like Wordle, a new song every day. It's broken into the instruments of today, drums, bass, synth, guitar, and then voice cover as well. We're going back to 2001.
Ooh, all right.
So those 90s, those 90s babies will love it because they'll be kind of just old enough.
Mm, I'm thinking like... NSYNC, Britney Spears, Spice Girls.
2001. They have said that it's very hard difficulty. But, oof. I mean, who are we? I mean, come on.
Nothing's hard for us, Tazzy.
They don't realise who they're dealing
except
with.
Except for yesterday, as it was a 1971 track. That,
that
was really difficult.
That was impossible. All right, let's kick off the first layer of the drums. Remember, Sunny Coast, you're playing along with us. So Ellie and I don't know the answer yet either. And if you think you know what it is, 545-11919.
Four to the floor,
are we
sure?
Too slow.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Layer number two. I need you. No, that's Levitating. That was a couple of years ago, that song.
And that was also yesterday, so day before song. Okay, fire off next one. She's thrown her hands up. She thinks she's got it, Sunny Coast, after three layers.
Yeah. A
couple of the Sunny Coasters are calling through already as well.
Oh, no, this is wrong. I'm wrong with my guess. Rodney from Perigian, hello.
Hello, legends. I'm playing along with you.
Great. Love to hear it.
Hang on. Rod, how old were you in 2001?
Now you can make me think. I was born in 1994, so there you go.
Yeah, so you were seven. You were seven.
Yeah, there you go.
What were you listening to when you were seven, Rod?
I cannot remember.
Okay, all right, but reckon you know what this song is?
I think this could be, is it Murder on the Dance Floor?
Oh.
Could it be?
I don't hate that at all.
I mean, we're playing along. Let me.
Sophie Ellis Bextor, was that, that feels like a bit early?
It feels like that, yeah, I don't know. I thought that was late 90s. I've put it in.
Mm.
He's gone and done it.
He's done it? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Bow, bow, bow. Yeah, the bass line.
It's Murder on the Dance Floor. Just in my bitch away. DJ.
Whoa.
Keep going,
Rod. Rodney. Move aside, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Yeah. You've got a competition in Rodney from Bridgian. That was incredible.
Can we hear the Bandle version
you
again
can.
Just
Here's
to fill
the...
it in? Rod, can you sing it for us, mate?
Now he's shy. You put him on the spot. One time was enough. Hey, well done, Rod. We'll sling you a tickets to the movies to join us at Twisters, okay?
Oh, thanks, legends.
No worries. Anytime, my friend. Whoa, well, Bandle.
Not anytime, but when you win Bandle.
Oh, yeah, true.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.